If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Imagine a world where everybody has to wear a compulsory name badge, and if you're at a party and you want to leave, you can just walk out without saying bye and it isn't considered rude. Today, we, two neurodivergent people, are rewriting the social rulebook. Here's 20 things that we would implement if we were in charge.
Welcome to Late Bloomers, where we are getting our lives together.
Eventually. Brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Loop. Earplug. So, babe, we're in charge.
This is wonderful. Imagine if this was actually real, though. Like, can you imagine?
Oh, I'd absolutely love it. Oh. So listen, here's our 20 social rules. In fact, social norms. These are just the norm now. If you don't do it, you're weird.
Yeah.
And we're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
I'll start. Number one, everybody has to wear a name badge.
Why is that?
Because I can't remember anybody's names and I can't tell you the anxiety. You walk in the room, hello, what's your name? Simon, Dave, Will, immediately gone, cool. I then need to reference them, call them, I don't remember, I'm anxious, I'm stressed. Add a little name badge, get it tattooed, Simon, look, Simon, can you come and help me? Done.
What about if it was just more acceptable to just not know the name? Just be like, you. That's what I would prefer, because I don't want to read their name badge either. I just want to go like on and talk to you.
So in your world, names are abolished and you're just, you, it, boy.
No, I think you can have names, but it wouldn't be deemed rude if you were, if you just said, oi.
Do you know what? It's our world. I'm happy to run with it. Oi.
Yeah. Ready? My number two, your birthday is your responsibility. Not anyone else's.
I mean, that feels pointed.
Well, no, sure. Like, look, if you want a big party, cool, you arrange it. If you don't, if you want a quiet little sit down, cool. If you want a holiday, you book it.
Wait. So you book your own birthday party and you invite people. So no one else helps you books it.
No.
I mean, it would save a lot of hassle or getting things wrong or.
It saved me a lot of money because I. I'd be going to the cinema.
Because I'd never book anything.
Yeah.
Because I can't organise.
Oh, it wouldn't save money though, is it? Actually, I spend more on your birthday than I do my birthday, or I would on my birthday, because it's like Bubby would like nice things and go to nice places. But you would still spend a lot of money on your own birthday, wouldn't
you?
Yeah,
but you? I wouldn't, because I can't organise anything. Oh. So I'd have all these dreams of this elaborate 5-star spa, all my mates, everyone. But I'd never. So if birthdays were our own responsibility, my birthday is a Macca's on a Thursday night, I think.
So are you not up for this? Because we could implement this.
These are the new social. This is what's happening. We're in charge.
Can I get a signature on the bottom of these cards after?
Number three. Phone calls are to be made illegal unless you need an immediate answer. So if it's an emergency, give me a ring. And if you are like, I'm outside and I need the code right now, give me a ring. Otherwise, don't. It's illegal.
Okay. So if it is legal to make a phone call, if it's urgent, mm-hmm. does that mean you have to answer the phone?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's okay. Two-way street. Like,
So no more phones on silent, impossible to get hold of. It's no. Like, if you ring me, I'll answer, but it better be urgent. Otherwise, you're going to prison.
Doesn't that just sound glorious? Like, I want to live in that world.
Yeah.
Because my phone would always be on, because if it rang, I would know to someone I love needs me. I'm answering. But when it's just some prick calling me, it could have been a text.
Well, they might not be a prick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just got a weird thing with, if it could be a text, send a text and I'll ignore that as well.
I love that. Number four, small talk is illegal.
Wow, we've both gone for some illegals here.
Yeah, another prison sentence.
Small talk. Right, I'm down because I also hate small talk. But what is So what is the social norm? You walk in at a party, you're introduced to someone for the first time. What do we do?
I can play it out. Oh yeah, nice to meet you. My name's Dwayne. I'm rich. Been really hot recently, isn't it? Oh, sorry, mate. We're not going to get to know each other. You're going to jail.
Well, they're just immediately arrested just on the spot.
Okay. Like Minority Report. You know what I mean? Like they know they're taken away then.
Small talk.
Like,
I love
Dwayne,
it.
What are you doing?
No, I love it. I love it. But what I need to know is what are we replacing it with? So let's say you go to a party and I say, oh, Rich, meet Sarah, who I used to go out with.
Be like, Rich, I'm Rich. Oh, hi, nice to meet you, Sarah. How you doing? Oh, I've got a UTI, actually. I'm really struggling with pain. I'd be like, actually, I'm having a mare as well. I like pooed myself and followed through yesterday. Do you know what I mean? It's at least it's real.
Okay, so small talk out for big talk.
Big talk.
We're talking big in this world. I actually got to say, I'm feeling it.
Mm.
Okay, number five. This could not be more perfect. It's like you read my cards.
I didn't.
I know. How are you is legally binding. So what you've just said, how are you? You don't just go, I'm fine, thanks, how are you? Really good, thanks, how are you? Yeah, lovely, getting food. How are you is you have to answer and it's legally binding. So you must tell the truth. How are you? Do you know what? Really good. I've been working out. I've been doing quite, I've been sleeping well. I'm feeling really good at the moment. Awesome. How are you? Not very good. I'm struggling. Mental health. Somebody's ill. I'm so sorry. Like allow a route in to a normal, real human conversation.
I tell you why this is genius and you won't even know why this is genius.
Go on.
Because you would love to ask people, how are you? And they give you a real answer. I don't want to know. So I won't ask them.
Right. So I need to go so back I to won't the example say how are you? Of Sarah, who I've introduced you to in the last question. So that party, Rich, this is Sarah. Sarah, this is Rich. And I walk away.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you saying?
Nothing. If there's nothing to be said, nothing. I'll sit down with my little Diet Coke, supping it in the corner.
And you just ignore someone you've been.
Because I don't think like, oh, I love this song. I don't think that's small talk. Because that's like saying, I love this song. That could get us onto a talking about Marvel or whatever. Like I get to choose.
You would bore her to death with your special interest.
Well, then I'd go to jail, wouldn't I? Maybe. I don't know.
No, not in our world.
What do you mean?
Special interest. Keep going.
All right. Number six, eye contact is optional.
Yeah. Like don't make it weird. Like in fact, don't look at, like if you look me in the eyes, you're weird.
Well, no, some people will like eye contact. I don't. Well, I don't. I do when I'm listening, but I don't when I'm talking. So if I'm like talking to someone, unless it's you, I'll look away. But if I'm listening to them, I'll probably be looking at them, their eyes.
So how are we going to handle this? Do you almost need like a sticker that's like, look me in the eyes, don't look at me or else you'll be arrested? Like, is this illegal or is it just a bit more flexible?
No, I think it's optional because if I look you in the eyes and you don't like eye contact, you can look away.
But I mean, eye contact is optional in this world. Is it more like, because people think it's rude if you don't look at them?
It's not really optional in society standards because it's literally in interviews, it would maintain good eye contact.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Looked upon as good or bad.
Oh, so eye contact is just neutral.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
It's like whatever.
I'm actually kind of obsessed.
Okay.
Okay, number seven.
Mm. You can't pause this long on a podcast. I have said this to you before. I know you do it for dramatic effect.
I don't.
People
I do.
Be like, as my internet gone down?
I'm reading. I'm it's reading.
A long one, is it?
So.
Yeah.
Talking about your special interest, nobody can say it's boring. People have to listen.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that. This might be the first one that I'm like, oh, I don't like it. I'll tell you for why. I don't like talking at people about my special interest. I like finding people that share the same one. So just forcing them to have to listen to it.
Oh, no. Okay.
They're not excited about
the whole
what I'm
thing about we are deciding the new world order in this discussion. So I'm up for changing it. I do think you're right. I would love nothing more than to someone to sit down and talk to me about psychoanalysis and different types of therapy and what they're going through and Nancy McWilliams and Jonathan Shedler. And like, maybe it's at a party, segregation via special interest, including a small talk. Like,
no, because that's fence. Illegal. They can do that in prison.
Prison would just become people. How's the weather? Really good. How are you been? Really good. I love it. So, but are you happy with the world and parties and social events segregated by special interest?
Oh my God.
I'd be like therapy people and they'd all come. You'd find the Marvel people. You'd never see me again.
It can be cordoned off. Marvel, there's a Marvel section. If there's someone in there, I'm like, yes.
Isn't that Comic-Con?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's your turn.
Right, number 8, neurodivergent goodbye is standard. So sometimes referred to as an Irish goodbye. I actually do this.
Yeah.
I just leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, when we were at my brother's the last time, I was like, can we go now? And you were like, yeah, we've been it, you know, like, we've done enough. And then it was 50 minutes waiting for you to say goodbye to everyone individually, like one-on-one, give them a cuddle, and then sometimes conversations started. Just leave, innit?
I actually think I really like this because there is this expectation to say bye. Lovely to see you. Say bye. Say bye. Like, just leave, just walk. That's the Irish goodbye. In fact, it would just be called a goodbye.
Mm.
They've said goodbye. And that just means you've left without saying goodbye. And anyone that comes around going, hi, I'm just letting you know I'm leaving now. He's a bit weird.
Well, if someone said goodbye and then they started talking to me, I'd be like, why are you talking to me?
Is it illegal?
I don't know if it carries a prison sentence. I think it can be called out, though. Like, look, bruv, you said goodbye 2 minutes ago. Why are you talking to me now? Like,
why are you still here?
Are you a liar?
Yeah. So goodbye is a one-time event when you walk out. I'm down. It's feeling so good. Right, number nine.
Number nine.
It's about time. So.
Time in the number nine.
Arrival windows.
Okay, I'm not sure I like this one, but continue. I'll allow it.
Time is confusing.
For some.
For some.
Yes, it is.
But you'll be like, starts at 8, be there for 8. And I'll be like, starts at 8, I'll be there for 8, running late, get there for 8:45, sweating. And you turn up at 8:45, sweating, panicking, anxious. And they're like, oh, don't worry, it was a loose, it's not starting until 9. Why didn't you tell me then, right? So on the invite, when you ask me to come, whether it's text, wedding invite, an arrival window, so arrive anywhere between 8 or 9 and you are not, stop shaking your head.
It won't work.
Stop. Arrive anywhere between 8 or 9, you are not late. At 9 o'clock is when you become late. Therefore, I've got an hour to turn up, to chill, to vibe. Time is flexible. Why are you shaking your head?
It won't work.
Why not?
I tell you, because you, 9 o'clock would just be the new 8 o'clock. So you would get ready to try and get there for 9 o'clock and end up. So there's something in it, but what would be better is if you said 8 o'clock and then everybody is allowed to be an hour late, but they don't know they're allowed to be an hour late. So this is going to take like a mind wiping device or something.
Yeah, we can invent that.
Yeah.
So
it would only work if you don't know you're allowed to be an hour late.
Yeah, but this isn't just ADHD time blindness. This is also like autism taking it literally. Like, it starts at 8 and we've got to be there for 8.
Well, you're saying that like it's a bad thing.
No, it's a really good thing. But what if there is a soft start? What if it doesn't really start till 9:30 and then you're just there early? Like, oh my God, can't small talk.
Well, that would be me. I'd be there at 8.
Yeah. So like, you would also benefit from being told the arrival window.
Yeah, but I would also not like there being a loosey-goosey arrival window. Like,
what,
if I'm doing a party.
If it was arrival window for people who want to socialise 8 till 9, events start at 9.
Then the 9 o'clock would be your new 8 o'clock and you would be late. That one needs discussing. Right, number 10. Everyone has a wish list for gifts. So no one has to guess. Oh. You just have like a whatever shopping you like. For you, it would be garage. And there's some
like
new golf shop.
Like what influencers have like their Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
So like weird old dudes can buy them presents. Yeah. It's that, but for friends and family. A wish list. Like the wedding gift lists.
We never had one of them.
No. If I wanted it, I would.
But it would really help me if I'm buying you gifts for your birthday, because I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to buy her clothes. I don't know what, like, I don't know.
So basically, it's like an app where you have like a shopping cart of a wish list, all different shops that you want in the right size. And when it comes to birthday, you go on, you buy it all up, done.
I love that so much. You should build that app.
Wish list.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Before we get on to number 11, a very quick word from our amazing sponsor. Now, if you are neurodivergent, you may not only struggle with social rules, you might also struggle with sound sensitivity. Unfortunately, we don't live in a world where we can actually ban small talk. I really wish that we could, but you can absolutely turn it down. Loop earplugs are a complete godsend to anybody that struggles with noise. That might be the noise out in a restaurant, on a train, or even going to sleep at night. There is a pair of Loop earplugs for everybody. And as listeners of the Late Bloomers podcast, you get 20% off. By going to the link in the show notes or the link in our social media biographies, you will be able to access it and enjoy. Right.
Who says biographies, by the way?
Social media biographies?
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
What's wrong with that?
I just have only ever heard it referred to as the bio.
What does a bio stand for?
Probably biography.
What else is it going to stand for?
But nobody says it, is all my point. I'm not saying it's incorrect.
Number 11. No tech expectations.
Well, listen.
Can I please, let me plead my case before you well listen me.
Sure.
A text becomes like an old school way of communicating, like a letter or a carrier pigeon. There is no expectation of immediate reply. You send it like you send your pigeon.
How do the pigeons know where to go?
I don't know.
Like, legit.
Oh, is that?
No, seriously. How can you tell a pigeon, go over to the...
Have I made that up? Is that wall? A Game of Thrones thing and I've like...
No, oh my God, I don't know. I'm assuming it's real. Right, can I give my... I don't disagree. I'm fine with it. But just to remind you, have made telephone calls illegal. So we're coming up to not being contactable in any way.
Oh, that sounds absolutely dreamy, doesn't it? No, you're right. So telephone calls are illegal. I feel like I might have to slightly loosen the reins on zero expectations of texting. No, I've got it. Sorry.
Got it as well.
No, I've got it.
No,
I've actually got it.
All right, go on then.
Right?
Let's see if we're the same.
So basically, there's a new system in messaging, and Meta would do it. So we'd get it on WhatsApp. We'd got it on iMessage. And basically, it's a very quick label. You write your text and you just label it a quick button and it comes in a color. So you can choose red, you can choose amber, or you can choose green. If you read someone, if you send it in red text, like, I need a reply as soon as you see this. If you're amber, it's like, buddy, I'd love to hear from you this week. If you're green tech, mate, 6 months, I'm all good. I'm just texting. So like a color-coded text situation. So I know, do you need me now or can I come back in a few weeks?
Okay. Seems colorful. Can I just give my idea as well? Which is, there's no shame for people chasing up. There's also no shame to go, oh, sorry, I just didn't. That there's no guilt or shame. Like, that I feel like is the problem here. is the how you feel when you haven't got back to someone, you think the friendship's over. Like it just becomes the norm.
Can we have both? Can we remove shame from texting and also go colour coded?
Done. Fine. Number 12, you are allowed to say you don't like things. So like an example would be a haircut or...
No, because I know why you're saying this, because you don't like being compelled to lie out of politeness because of autism.
Yes.
But remember when I had a struggle a couple of years ago with a haircut?
Yeah.
And I was like panicking, and it wasn't very good. Like, let's be honest.
But you didn't lie. You said you
hated it. No, I was like,
it.
I really don't like it. I really don't like it. I was like, Bobby, do I look okay? Like, do I still look pretty? And I was crying. And you went, you do. You look beautiful, Bobby. If you'd gone, nah, you look like shit. Like, I would have, like, it would have really hurt. I don't know.
But I don't think I said it's the best haircut you've ever had. But
no, you didn't.
Like, I didn't.
You said you still look beautiful, but yeah. I didn't.
Okay. All right, next.
No, but I don't want to take it away from you. I don't want to make you lying in our new world order.
I don't. So I'm just going to carry on doing what I do.
I love the fact you do it anyway. Not even in this imaginary world. You actually do half the shit anyway. Okay. Number 13.
Lucky for some. Or is it unlucky
The
for some?
Phrase last minute plans is abolished. And those are just called plans. And we come up with a new phrase, which is like, what's the opposite of last minute? Last first minute hour. First hour plans, which are like weeks and months in advance. And that's the weird one. So plans are today or tomorrow. Coffee later? Sure. Golf later? Sure. Tomorrow? Enough where we know how we're feeling. Are we feeling good? Any other stuff? Any overwhelm? So making a plan is brought into the real world. Whereas the weird one is the first hour, the people that do first hour plans, firsthour.com, people booking ridiculously far in advance.
I think I'm a little bit confused about what this means, because when you started talking, I was like, well, how's that going to be on my nervous system? If anyone can just do what they want, a plan's a plan. But I don't think you're saying that plans aren't allowed.
What I think I've done there, I think I've confused it by calling it first hour. So let me roll that back. That was just a little ADHD tangent there. We call it last minute plans.
Yeah.
But last minute plans just become plans. And then anything that isn't a last minute plan, like a today or tomorrow, becomes like a far in advance plan. And that's the weird one. Like, are we making a far in advance plan here? Oh, I don't know. But normal people are like, oh, I'm getting married tomorrow. Do you want to come? Or cinema tonight? Are you up for it?
I'm getting married tomorrow. Do you want to come? That's your example.
Maybe.
I don't know whether you've nailed that example.
I think a lot of people will agree with me.
Doesn't that need to be a far in advance plan? A wedding?
Yeah, probably that one. But yeah. Like cinema, Nando's, catch up, coffee. Like, okay. Let's bring planning back to the day is happening so we can know whether we feel up to it or not.
Okay. 14, no hints. So no reading between the lines. Just say it. If you want it, just tell me.
Yeah, like not, oh, this kitchen's looking a little bit, not its best. Rocks. Stack the dishwasher.
So I try to do this with your Where Again shelf. I don't know if I can cast you back to the conversation that we had merely yesterday. I saw it. We'd spent ages sorting out the whole wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it had piled up to mess. And I said, babe, your Where Again shelf's a bit messy. Do you want me to help you do it? And then we had a whole thing. So I like the idea of it, but I'm not sure it'll always work.
No, because you didn't say it in that tone, did you?
I think...
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, here we go.
You were like...
Go on, how did I say it then?
I'll tell you exactly how you said
it. Tell me, because okay? I remember verbatim.
So do I. So you went, Where Again shelf's got a bit big, Bubby, hasn't it? Do you want me to help you with that later?
That's me trying to not be shameful.
Yeah, but did your it come tone, across passive aggressive? It was aggressive? Like dripping
okay, I hear that.
In judgment. Had you gone, let me know if you want me to help you that later, would have probably gone better for you.
Fine, go on.
Right. Oh, this is big. 17.
You're on 15.
Oh.
But is 15? 17 big? Just so we know, yeah?
Yeah. 15.
Wait for 17, guys.
Abolish dress codes. There just isn't dress codes anywhere. Going to a posh restaurant, wear your little comfy two-piece.
I mean, to be fair, we make this happen anyway because we just don't go anywhere. Yeah. With a jacuzzi, going to haven't got any posh clothes.
A wedding, wear joggers, black tie or sweatpants. Like,
yeah, I've got a bone to pick with your best mate.
Sophie.
Yes.
So my friend Sophie
is listening.
She won't be through a 40th birthday party. And we were obviously invited and the dress code was black tie. We actually had to go to M&S to get you a penguin suit and me.
A dress.
I wore like a dress and I had to buy a pair of high heel shoes. I was like Bambi on ice. Like abolish it. Like black tie or black tracksuit.
I'm never doing that again, by the way. Someone says it's black tie, I'd be like, do I have to wear this? Yes, I'm not coming then.
Funerals? Are you going to show up in joggers to somebody's? You probably would, to be fair, wouldn't you?
Can I wear my dinner suit to a funeral? Because otherwise I'll need to buy a black suit the next time.
You wear dinner suit to?
I don't think I can I?
If there's a wake and you'll be dining.
Doesn't feel like, anyway, go on.
Number 17.
No, it's my, it's me number 16. That's why we usually keep it to 10.
I can't count first.
16, social batteries above timers. It says heads here. I don't really understand why that says heads. Above heads stroke timers.
Social battery above your head / have a timer. So
oh.
It would be some sort of...
Not a timer, like a... Like a thing.
A power
low,
bar.
High. Yeah.
You would have a power bar.
That's it.
Like in a video game.
Oh, I love
And it's attached
this.
To like your heart rate and temperature. It can somehow, there's some kind of tech that just works. And it sort of puts up in the head, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, and if, oh my God, babe. Can I just, right. So picture the scene. I'm sitting here, hard redlining on low social battery. So if someone comes up to me and starts to talk to me, I can just be like, go away. And like, they'll see it.
No, you don't even speak. You just go.
Just look at them.
Look at them and you point and they'll be like, oh, sorry.
Oh my God. This needs to be made. This needs to be invented.
Yeah, I agree. I would love it. Here's a problem.
Tell me what the problem
Your
is.
Your social battery is green. You slept well. You haven't spoken to anyone for a few days. You've just walked out the house green and then someone you don't like comes up to talk to you.
And it immediately
and
goes
like, rich.
And
oh,
they
green.
See it go red.
We can have a
Can you imagine? They're like, oh, okay. At least you wouldn't have to tell them you don't like them. They'd
no,
be like, right.
You've read it. You've redlined me there, mate. So off you
right. I'm waiting for this number 17. We got told a few ago that this was a big one. So is it?
Well, so I've built it up now. I would just love it. Ban all cards.
Debit cards?
No.
Birthday cards?
Birthday cards. Thank you cards. Thinking of you cards.
I do this one anyway.
Mothers, fathers. All cards are banned because I can't, going out to the shop to buy a card, to write it, to remember the address, to post it, that is like one of the hardest things I'd be doing that week. They're happening all the time. People have got birthdays all the time. They're struggling all the time. Mother's Day's all the time. Father's Day's all the time. Kids doing things all the time. Well done cards. Banned. All cards banned. Babe. If you're face-to-face with me, well done, or a sympathy cuddle or a new home celebration. Yeah, cards are...
I've been doing this for 10 years. Yeah. Everyone, all of my friends and family know I don't send cards. Mine isn't because I would forget. That is one of the reasons. It's also a complete waste of money.
Or maybe it's not ban all cards. Maybe it's like, you know how with an email you can subscribe and unsubscribe? you unsubscribe from all cards. So I don't want to receive cards from anyone about anything, and I won't be sending them to you. Oh no, because they had subscribe. Ban all cards.
Yeah, I agree. Number 18, don't open presents in front of people. I'm a big fan of this one.
What, so you don't have to mask and pretend if you don't like it?
Yeah.
You can privately open it.
Even if you do like it, I don't react the right way. I'm not like, oh my God, this is everything that I've ever dreamed of. I'm like, oh wow, nice.
Yeah, every time I've bought you a present that I thought I smashed in the early days, I don't mess about with that now, and I thought you would love it and you'd just be flat face. I had no idea.
I did love it though.
No, I know, but I didn't know about the tism then. So I was just like, bloody hell, he's a bit rude.
Yeah, exactly. So don't have to do it in front of people. Done.
Like, I bought you the best present I think you've ever got ever last year.
My coat. Oh, my golf buggy.
Your electric golf buggy. You've always wanted it. You wouldn't buy it on for yourself.
No chance.
But I've got a different relationship to money than you.
You can't do that anymore.
No, because you're taking care of your own birthday.
Yeah.
Shall I take the golf buggy back then?
No, because it wasn't enforced then, was it?
Number 19. Friendships are measured on depth of relationship, not frequency of contact. So people think best friends, it's your best friend, you're chatting every day, ringing every day, they know everything. I really, really hate that, because some of my best mates, I might not speak to for 6 months. And when we see each other, we're like right back to where we were. And actually it's how much we love each other, know each other, respect each other, take the piss out of each other. My friend Sophie was in Egypt for 5 years. I think I've seen her once. It doesn't matter. Like, that love is still there. And just that expectation of like daily comms. Well, I've banned calls and texting, so.
I'm completely with you. Exactly the same.
I'd look at us on the same page. Isn't that absolutely lovely? Right, babe.
Last one.
We've made it to number 20. The last one. What rule are you imposing in our new neurodivergent world order?
So with communication, clear is kind. So my direct communication will actually be seen as an A1 example of how to communicate.
So being a nice person is being direct.
And honest.
Truth, honest, blunt.
Mm.
And dressing it up.
It's bad.
Sugar-coated linings. What do you call it?
Polish a turd. No.
What do you call it? What's the saying? Not sugar-coated linings. Sugar-coating things or silver linings.
Or sugar-coated linings.
You are considered like so rude.
Yeah.
So people pleasers would immediately just be people displeasers.
It's a form of manipulation anyway. All this, make me sound it nice. Well, make me sound it nice. Well, it's not nice, is it? So why are you trying to make me feel good about what you're saying?
Some people have had traumatic experiences that means they struggle to tell the truth because they think they'll be in trouble.
Well, they don't have to worry in this new world order, do they?
Tell the truth, be celebrated, even if it's tough news.
Exactly.
I can't believe that we've basically agreed on
almost.
What a world that would be. We want to hear your rules. How could we make this world better? If you were in charge of writing social norms, what would they be? This has been the Late Bloomers podcast. If you liked it, tell us. If you hated it,
directly,
tell us.
Directly.
Tell us why. Tell us which one you hate. Go into detail. I think I'm joking. Am I joking?
Anyway, yeah. See you next week.
See you next week.